It's an idea that has been kicking around for years, maybe as many as 20 of them. But the actual creation of the Marin Museum of Bicycling actually got into gear in about 2013, says curator Joe Breeze, helped along by a cycling exhibit at the San Francisco International Airport's Concourse Museum.
2 years ago, they had an exhibition on Northern California contributions to mountain biking at the International Terminal. It ran for about 6 months, and they asked me to be the guest curator, and their curator, Timothy O'Brien, learned that I was interested in starting a museum in Marin County. And at the end of the show, they gifted us with 90 lineal feet of photography, 8 feet tall.
Soon thereafter, he says, the volunteer founders of the new museum, all longtime cycling enthusiasts from the area, found a home for it in downtown Fairfax, and the project accelerated. One exhibit that will be showcased is a rare private collection of 19th century bicycles.
These are some amazing bicycles that we were able to get on a long-term loan from David Igler, beautiful 19th century cycles. 1868 Michaud Boneshaker, that's our oldest bike, made by the very first commercial producer of bicycles, in fact. So it's a stellar collection that showcases the development of the bicycle from 1868 to 1900.
They also reached out to some friends and colleagues in Crested Butte, Colorado, one of the original hotspots for mountain biking.
As we started to put the museum together, we thought that maybe the Mountain Bike Hall of Fame would be interested in what we were doing, and in fact they were.
Don Cook and his wife Kay have been running the Hall of Fame since the mid-1990s, but he recalls it was begun in the late 80s by another key member of their local cycling community, Carol Bauer Romanick.
Carol saw the fabric of the sport was changing quickly and all these new names were coming about, and she said, wait a minute, we need to start preserving the names of how it got to this point to begin with. And we sat down and we formulated what would be the best way to preserve it, and it came up as a Hall of Fame for mountain bikers.
For the past decade or so, the Hall of Fame has been housed in the Crested Butte Mountain Heritage Museum. But before that, Cook says, it never really had a home.
The Hall of Fame moved several different times throughout town to house what bikes we had, flags and jerseys and names and pictures of inductees and stuff like that.
So he's happy to see it moving west and believes the Marin Museum organizers will help the Hall of Fame to reach a broader audience.
They came to a lot of the induction ceremony and saw how important and how big it had become. And I think they just knew that the sport really needed to be shown the grassroots side of it from the Marin County area.
Joe Breeze, himself a Hall of Fame inductee in 1988, says their new space in the former Good Earth Grocery Building can do justice to stories of two-wheeling technology and adventuring.
It's about 3,000 square feet. We have a separate deck for the Igler collection, and then there's a completely separate mountain bike deck. And between, there are road bicycles and a number of displays interspersed throughout. We're all things cycling.
The museum will hold an all-day grand opening celebration on Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.